Welcome to Lanyap's interview with this year's mayoral candidates. We're going to be meeting with Michael Young today. Some of you may not be familiar with him, but we're going to give you an opportunity here to learn all about Michael and some of the things he's planning for in his campaign. I'm Rob Holbert, one of the co-publishers of Lanyap, along with
Dale Leash. I'm the city reporter, so I guess it makes sense that I'm here.
That makes sense you're here. And then, of course, we also are with Michael Young.
Yep, Michael Young.
Thanks for coming out here.
All right, thank you for having me.
So let's just get started with, we'll start with an easy one. Just tell us a little bit about why you're running for mayor and a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Good question. I get that a lot lately. I've been, you know, like I said before, watching the candidates, watching the issues they're talking about, seeing the same issues we're talking about over and over year after year and not really bringing any new, fresh ideas or new approaches to solving those issues. And that's what we're here for, is to bring something new and collaborate with city council and the residents so we can find some new long-term solutions for these problems.
Well, so what was there an aha moment for you that said, I got to get up and do this, I need to run, or what? I mean, you're kind of late in the game getting into it, right? So yeah. What pushed you at this point?
Just seeing what the other candidates are focusing on. You're seeing crime or homicide rate is what, double or more than last year at this time? And that's a big issue. I hear from a lot of people I've been talking to, crime and safety, community safety. I live downtown. A lot of people don't feel safe coming downtown. So that was kind of the moment that I said, look, we need to get in this race and we need to bring some ideas so we can make the changes to these issues.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. What do you do? How long have you been in Mobile? Are you a lifelong Mobilian, or what's the background on you?
I grew up, born and raised here in the Gulf Coast. I own a cleaning company.
Okay.
So when I'm out campaigning, I'm out cleaning.
Okay.
And co-chair, co-founder of the Gulf Coast Mental Health Coalition. So I've seen a lot of the aspects from the mental health side. And that's where also we're not getting much communication from as well, is none of the candidates are really talking about mental health. I mean, Baldwin County just got a mental health court.
So when you talk about that as an angle, as a campaign issue, what do you see here in Mobile?
A lot of our crime relates back to mental health issues. You've got drug related, you've got alcohol related, and all the other mental health diagnoses. But when somebody commits a crime, especially a nonviolent crime, they're going through the court system, getting put in jail. That's not a place for anyone with a mental health issue.
So where do we go from here? I know there's some new things happening with Alta Point, but do you think that's going to work, or do you think that's going to help the situation?
I'd love to collaborate with them so we can sit down and have some conversations what the city side can do to work alongside Alta Point. That's where the private public-private partnerships come involved. But also working with the judicial system and the DA's office to bring a mental health court to Mobile.
And that would be structured similar to what we've seen in Baldwin County.
Exactly.
So how do you do that as mayor? How do you approach that?
That's the partnership. That's going to be working with the judicial system, like for instance Judge Young Peter and the DA Ashley Rich. So we're going to sit down, have a conversation. We can see what Baldwin County did, because there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Just do what they did and bring it to Mobile.
Yeah, we see that a lot. We're downtown as well, obviously. We're here at our offices downtown, and we see quite a bit of you can see the people on the streets who have mental illness and these issues, and we've seen folks who actually have committed crimes who've ended up in some pretty horrific crimes who've come up to our windows even. Is it a situation where you think mental hospitals should be reinstated, or do you think there's a – I mean, how does it work? I mean, you obviously are intimately acquainted with this as somebody who's started a board on this. So how do you do it?
That's a long question.
Yeah.
It takes a long answer. One of the problems we need is we need more people that are working in the mental health field. I was talking to somebody recently who's part of NAMI Mobile, and that's what she was telling me. We don't have enough people in that field that are trained to work with the mental health. And I know our crisis center here has been trying to get another mental health professional with them. They have one. They need two. So that's one of our big holdbacks, is trying to figure out how do we get more people to go into that field, and then also looking at more beds and what we can do to provide more care.
Can the city affect more people getting into this as the mayor's office? Can the mayor's office help that situation?
Not directly, but you can do with like a public-private partnership. We can reach out to the university, see what we can do with them, get some feedback from them. That's that's something I want to do is sit down and have some conversations, communicate, see what we can do to work together to solve that problem.
Well, I guess shifting gears a little bit, also downtown and other downtown issues, one we're going to talk about with everybody is the Civic Center. What are your thoughts on what the future of the Civic Center should be?
So I just had that conversation not even 30 minutes ago about the Civic Center, and I don't have an exact answer for it. I know I'm hearing some people say, let's tear it down, let's renovate it. One of the things I would like to see is some kind of breakdown of what the cost comparison would be for tearing it down compared to renovating it and what the long-term cost would be. And I said on the Sean Chauvin show earlier that one of my plans, if I become mayor, is to make a dashboard for the city, for residents. It would be more transparency. It would show that kind of stuff so you can see what the cost would be, and we can compare that, and we can then talk about what we need to do.
Does the city need a civic center arena, or could we get by without one? What's your idea on that?
No, I believe we do. I would love to see more concerts. I'd love to see more entertainment coming to Mobile. And, I mean, other cities have civic centers that work, that have concerts and plays and everything else. So we do need a civic center.
Why do you think ours doesn't work?
That's
a leading question, and I apologize. Do you think ours works? And if so, why? If not, why not?
I don't think it works because, one, we're not maintaining it.
Okay.
The facility's not being maintained properly, and, you know, I want to look into more about why it's not working fully. Okay. I don't want to give any answers for it.
Okay.
I think Dale's had some stories about it, and one of the issues with it, yes, is the ability of the structure itself to hold the equipment.
It's old. It's just old.
Do you think that offers opportunities for renovation versus demolition?
And that's where I would like to see somebody like an engineer or somebody that's qualified for that. I'd love to see a report on that, on what the structural stability is of it. And that would give us an idea. Do we move forward with it? Or at that point, do we need to tear it down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about, there's going to be we'll stick to downtown and the issue of Amtrak possibly coming downtown, coming to Mobile and having a trip back and forth to New Orleans. I know that the city council has promised $3 million over 3 years for the operations of Amtrak to come down here. As mayor, you'd have some say in what happens. What would you like to see happen?
I would like to see Amtrak back in Mobile. We need that public transportation. We have people that would love to visit other parts of the community, especially like Biloxi, New Orleans, Pensacola, that may not have accessibility to cars or driving. So I think that's something we do need here.
Do you think it would benefit? Again, you live downtown. You'll see the train as it goes by every day. Without giving up too much about where you live, do you think that would help downtown businesses and the economy downtown to have that as a means for people to go back and forth?
Absolutely. People that are riding the Amtrak, they may stop here on a layover, or they may even take it to visit Mobile, and that would give more access to public transportation into Mobile.
Okay. And what about the concerns of the port and the freight rail? Do you have any knowledge about what that's going to do, or have you talked to anybody with the port, or what are your feelings on that, I guess?
I've not really heard, so okay. I don't have a lot of knowledge in that, but okay. That's something I would sit down and learn and listen.
Okay.
Talk to me a little bit, too. As a downtown resident, what things do you see that you think are working well? What things do you see that maybe aren't working well in downtown Mobile?
I love all the development we have going on. We've got the new Greer's grocery store that's going to be opened up, which I'm excited about. Being a downtown resident, we can walk to the grocery store and get food.
Yeah.
There's some other things I'd like to see coming in. I mean, to make downtown a walkable community with all the residential properties coming up, I mean, we've got to have all the assets like pharmacy or grocery even dry cleaning, just everything that makes a walkable community walkable. And I would love to work with the Downtown Alliance. They're a big part of what goes on in downtown.
Are there some issues that you think are not working very well downtown? There's some things, I know you've dealt with a mental health issue, but are there other things that you see that need improvement?
Looking into our roads, making our sidewalks more ADA acceptable. That seems to be something I'm hearing a lot about. And then the sidewalks with the businesses, and we're putting tables out on the sidewalks. And I know the businesses need those spaces, especially with COVID going on. So we have to find a way to make it work so people have access to the sidewalks, but also make it where it works for the businesses as well.
Okay. All right, Michael, I think we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hero Sports Bar and Grill now open 7 days a week at both locations. Ask about our new hot wings, the Singapore Sting and the Nature Boy. Woo! Come have a clipper at Heroes, Mobile's own since 1998. Hero Sports Bar and Grill now offers curbside 7 days a week. Call 433-HERO for Dolphin Street or 341-WING for Hillcrest. Try our kick-ass spinach and crawfish dip. And thanks for supporting Heroes, a Mobile original since 1998.
Okay, and we're back with Michael Young, talking a little bit more about his mayoral campaign here.
I hope that first segment wasn't too painful for you. I hope we got through that. All right, great.
So I think, Dale, you still wanted to stay downtown a little bit.
Hammer downtown a little bit more. The Downtown Mobile Alliance, as you and I had talked about off air, has introduced a plan that would significantly restructure the way the streets work, the way bike lanes work here downtown. As a downtown resident and as a resident of Mobile and somebody who's running for mayor, how do you feel about those plans being possibly being implemented? Would that be something you'd advocate for as mayor?
So the part that I saw about it, I absolutely love what they're trying to do and what their recommendation is.
Yeah.
Some of the roads, they're wanting to make them into two-way roads instead of one-way.
Absolutely.
The bike lanes around the perimeter of downtown, I think, is a fantastic idea.
I think the entire Hank Aaron Loop would have bike lanes.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. It's a long bike lane. I love it. I'm bikes myself, so I think it's a great idea. And then putting the barriers with potentially planters or something, I think, would look great as well for downtown.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking for something like that as well. And then obviously with changes to the way the streets are oriented, you'd also have continued issues with parking. I know parking is sometimes an issue downtown. How do you feel about that?
So some of the changes would eliminate some of the parking. That is one of the issues we have down here is parking. I find problems parking myself sometimes. So I think that's something we need to talk about more. But for the most part, what I've seen, I really like. I think it would eliminate some of the speed through downtown. It would also eliminate some of the accidents in certain high-prone areas.
Do we need another parking structure downtown? Would that be the solution?
I really would hate to see another parking structure.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have to talk about it and figure out what would work.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk a little bit about your vision. If you were mayor, about Cooper Riverside Park, for instance, the park being built down at Brookley, what do you think about those things? How do you see those moving forward? And also Gulf Quest, what are your thoughts on those?
So with Gulf Quest, that's one that we've been talking about as far as the city assets that are sitting vacant that we're not making any money on, but we're paying for. So we've got to use these assets for events, or maybe rent them out for private events. I'm not really sure what the long-term solution, but we have to figure out a solution for those. And as far as the waterside parks, we're a port city. We should be utilizing these riverfronts I've heard all kind of different ideas from bringing restaurants down to the waterfronts, parks and bicycle paths. We need to do something with the riverfronts, we bring more residents downtown, and it gives the residents something more to do along the waterfront.
And what about, and that brings a question about access on Water Street, and we kind of talked about streets already, but it's pretty hard. I mean, it's not hard, but it's daunting to get across Water Street to the Civic Center, to the Convention Center, to Cooper Riverside Park. Is there anything that can be done to kind of fix that problem, make people maybe feel a little easier about making that trek?
It is scary to cross Water Street. I was turning left off of Government onto Water Street, and when I was turning left, the exact same time, the crosswalk signal for crossing Water Street was white at the same time. So we've got people crossing Water Street while you're trying to turn. That's a scary fact. We do have the crosswalk that goes over from the parking garage and the hotel to the convention center. So we do have that. And I would like to look at some other ideas to make it easier to cross Water Street.
I mean, Foley has a pedestrian bridge that they use across 59 for people to avoid traffic. So that could be something.
And I brought that up as well. I think that's a good idea. I visited Orlando not too long ago. They have them over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really good idea.
Okay. So continuing on the thought process of crossing things, let's talk about the bridge, the big bridge, the I-10 bridge. Where do you stand on that? What are your thoughts, and how do we get there, or do you think it's necessary?
Well, I'm a complete no for tolls. I cross that bridge almost daily. I have a business that crosses the bridge. If we put in more tolls, we're just going to see prices of merchandise go up. My services will have to increase to make up for those prices for crossing the bridge. I would love to see more work with the federal level and the state level to find funds. I mean, why are we not bringing the Secretary of Transportation down here to see what the problem is? The other cities and states are finding ways to build bridges. Why can't we?
Do you think, what about the current issue, the current plan of a truck bridge that would, are you against that, a truck toll bridge? Is that something that you think would work or not?
No, I don't agree with that either. And we're going to build a whole new bridge just for trucks to cross. And we're going to add a third lane into the bayway that's going to go into a two lane going into tunnel. I don't see how that's going to solve the problem.
Yeah. So at this point, you think, do you feel like that there's an opportunity for federal money down here?
I do feel like there's an opportunity, and don't quote me. I heard before all this started that a congressman had had us the opportunity to receive some federal funds that were turned down.
Turned down by whom?
The state.
The state.
So, but I'm not, don't quote me because I don't know the full details of that. So I'm just saying what I've heard.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the local mayors around, along with the state representatives or senators or Congress, we all need to sit down, have a conversation, because I know there's got to be a way to find the funding for that bridge. This has been an issue going on for many years.
Yes, it is. It's certainly since we started laying up almost 20 years ago, we've been writing about it.
1997 was when the original plans for the bridge were unveiled. 1997.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
The first Space Jam was just making rounds. We're already doing a new Space Jam.
Glad you time everything by Space Jam. But the
absolutely.
Well, Michael, talk to us a little bit also about here's one kind of out of left field. But what do you think about casinos? What do you think about casino gambling in Mobile or in Mobile County?
You know, it's funny. I hear people say they don't want casinos. It's going to bring more crime, or our crime's up anyway. And then some of the same people I see that says, well, I don't want the lottery here. I turn around and see them buying the lottery tickets. I see people going over and going to gamble at the casinos. So I don't understand why it's such an issue here.
So one of the plans that has been floated is that would basically give it would only allow certain spots in the state to have it. One of those would be the Greyhound Park out in Theodore. Would you, as mayor, be in favor of a plan like that, or would you be more in favor of a plan that would open up various areas in Mobile and maybe even in downtown Mobile for casino activity?
So I like the fact that we're actually making a step forward in bringing casinos, even if it is in certain specific areas. I'm open to the idea of communicating about bringing it to Mobile. I would like to see some more communication with that. I think it's a great idea if we can make it work.
Yeah. So obviously pro lottery, pro casino, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but those things
what
you
it
are
sounds,
right.
We're nutshelling. Yeah.
Well, I mean, once again, we all, and I'm going to say we all, a lot of us play the lottery. A lot of us gamble at times. If I go, it's not very much. But I see the same people that say, no, we don't need this. And I have seen those people buying lottery tickets and going to the casino.
And you don't feel like it would be a drain on downtown from a crime standpoint or any other way?
Not if it's handled properly. I mean, if we have the... So I don't think it'd be a drain on the crime, and we already have crime increasing anyway.
Yeah.
As long as it's managed properly and we have the property security and police on standby, and we have lighted areas, which also deters crime, and we have cameras, so I think it would deter the crime.
Well, and crime in general, how would you go about, you know, we've talked about crime, homicide specifically being up.
Yes.
What would be some of your ideas as mayor to deal with some of the crime issues?
So some of the ideas will be communicating with the police chief, city council, getting out in the communities, holding forums or town halls or meet and greets, just so we can talk about what's going on in these certain neighborhoods, especially the high crime areas. And one area I see not happening from our current mayor administration is those avenues of communication. You don't see them out in the neighborhoods talking to people.
Well, we're going to take another quick break right here. We'll be right back with Michael Young and talk a little bit more about his mayoral campaign.
Hero Sports Bar and Grill now open 7 days a week at both locations. Ask about our new hot wings, the Singapore Sting and the Nature Boy. Woo! Come have a clipper at Heroes, Mobile's own since 1998. Hero Sports Bar and Grill now offers curbside 7 days a week. Call 433-HERO for Dolphin Street or 341-WING for Hillcrest. Try our kick-ass spinach and crawfish dip. And thanks for supporting Heroes, a Mobile original since 1998.
And we are back with our third and final segment with Michael Young, who is running for mayor, a recent addition to the campaign here. So how's it going for you? How do you feel about it so far?
You know, it's going great. My favorite part is getting out and talking to people, hearing what people have to say. And that's been the big aspect of what I've been talking about with my whole campaign. Is I don't plan on spending my time sitting behind cameras and videos and my desk writing articles. I wanted to be out hearing what people had to say and what the issues they're seeing.
Well, going back into some of the issues, one of the big issues that we're asking everybody about, of course, is annexation. Where do you think Mobile needs to go in terms of annexation?
You know, that needs to be left up to the citizens, the ones that are in the areas we're looking at annexing, along with the ones that are already in the city. I think that should be left up to a vote for the people.
So you think everybody should vote on it?
I think everybody should have a vote, because if we're going to annex that area, our current citizens should have a vote as well.
Yeah. Do you think it has advantages for Mobile in terms of financially bringing in more people to the city? What are your feelings about that?
So I know annexing that area brings on more residents, which increases our population. So we are available for more funding as far as being a larger city. I would like to see what the breakdown would be as far as what the cost would be for the city on that, bringing that area in,
yeah,
and what the added revenue would be from that area as well.
How do you get, you know, obviously in the past, the council it's been blocked here. There's a 4-3 vote in favor of it, but it needs a supermajority. How, as mayor, if you're in favor of having a vote on this, how do you get to that vote?
Well, one would be getting out and listening to people and talking to people in the city, but also sitting down and having a roundtable discussion with city council, not a discussion where the mayor's in charge of discussion and giving out his opinion, but sitting down and really listening to what the city council members have to say and what their opinions are, so we can get to the bottom of why they feel we don't need annex and why I'm for it.
What would you need to do to nurture a relationship with council? Like, what would you do maybe differently than the current administration as far as your relationship with council goes?
Well, one would be working with them and not against them.
Okay.
The other would be listening to them and having ongoing conversations. I mean, you have to sit down and talk to each other to really understand what the other person's thoughts are.
Do you feel like that's a problem right now?
Absolutely. I think that the current mayor does not listen to city council very well. I don't think he's really fully open to communicating with them. I mean, you see ongoing where they're not working with each other, or when we had the lawsuits with the mayor and city council, that's a big concern.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, the mayor has said when he first came in, you know, he was had an open door policy. What would your policy be with the council?
Mine would be complete open door and transparency, like the dashboard I wanted to put up for the city for people to see what's going on. I want to have regular ongoing conversations and roundtable meetings with city council, not where I'm just talking, but letting them talk and listening to what they have to say.
Okay. And then kind of on that line too, we talked about how annexation came down to a 4-3 vote in favor, but it failed because of the lack of supermajority. The supermajority was put in to protect the kind of the voting rights of minority council members, so they couldn't just get, you know, run over. Back when it started in 1985, there is a possibility that when the districts are redrawn, we could have different districts and different areas represented by different council members. So I wanted to ask you, in that scenario, as mayor, would you still support the 5-vote rule for council? The supermajority rule. I think they have to have a supermajority on everything except like budget yeah. discussions and municipal judges. So talk to me a little bit about how you feel about the supermajority.
I think it works now. I don't know how it would work if the districts are rewritten, divided up. I don't know. It depends. We'd have to see how it's done once they're redistributed.
Okay.
Because of the amount of the population. Yes.
The population changes and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So if you were mayor, you would obviously be facing, or not facing, I should say, but you'd be dealing with a council that is going to have at least 3 brand new council members. How do you start out on the right foot with those new council members?
Well, I'm excited to see some new council members coming in. I think we need those new, fresh voices. We need fresh ideas on city council. And to start off, I would just to start by having a roundtable discussion. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. Let's see what your ideas are. I want to hear what their visions are for their districts, and we can go from there.
And then the CIP, I think you and I have talked about it before, but kind of on that, you talked about what the council members might need or want for their districts. The CIP gives $3 million per district for infrastructure. How would you handle that program going forward? Do you think there's enough money in there per district? Would you add? Would you take away? What would you do as mayor with that program?
So I'm not really sure how much each district should have or need or what they require. That's where I would sit down and have to hear what their plans are, see a budget for what their districts need. So we can, if we need to redistribute it, we can have that conversation and say, okay, well, this district needs X amount of dollars while this district only needs X amount of dollars less. I mean, can we redistribute that so it makes it work better?
And then I've also heard about, I think we heard about it some last year with some of the cities in Alabama going to an occupational tax. Basically, you tax through payroll for people who don't live in the city but work in the city. You basically add a tax to their paychecks that would go to the city to bring in more money. The state, I think, has tried to curtail some of that from city to city. Birmingham currently has an occupational tax. Mobile has talked about it loosely. I don't think there was any real run towards it. But I wanted to ask you, as mayor, would that be something you'd propose?
For the most part, I'm against adding any taxes. I mean, people are struggling as it is now, especially after last year. So I would be against adding any taxes unless it's absolutely necessary. I mean, that would be a conversation I would be open and to listening to, and the benefits of it and the pros and cons to it. But as of right now, I'm against adding taxes.
Okay. So one of the things in the Stimson administration has done, has been successful with, is building up a rainy day fund, building up money. How would you approach that? Would you be interested in keeping that kind of thing going, or do you feel like that money is better spent elsewhere?
So running a city is kind of similar to running a business. I mean, a lot of us saw last year the problems if you don't have that extra rainy day fund. I mean, a lot of us had to shut down. We had to shut down for a little while during COVID. And if you don't have that extra, those funds there, that rainy day fund, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. So I think we need to keep the rainy day fund as much as possible for emergencies and critical issues, services that we need to fund. I would like to sit down and look more over the budget, see if there's any areas we might can cut back to save some money.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you really want to let people know about you as a mayoral candidate?
I think we've touched on a lot of stuff. One of the big things, which I think we mentioned, is the mental health court and the mental side of the platform that we're really focused on. I think that's a huge area that's not being reached in Mobile. A lot of the candidates are not talking about.
Let me ask you another thing. Is that, okay, here we are. You're a new candidate here, pretty much out of the box.
Yes.
You're running against a candidate an incumbent who has $1 million in the bank. How do you approach that? What's your shot here? Do you think you got a shot?
That's a good question. Of course I think I have a shot.
Yeah.
My approach is more hands-on, getting out, talking to people, spreading the word by word of mouth and talking, passing out issue cards. I've spent more time in the community than I have spending money on advertising because, I mean, I don't have the budget he has, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have the budget he has, and I know that, but I'm getting a lot of great feedback. Like when I was out door knocking not too long ago, I think it was last Saturday we were out, and I had somebody tell me they'd already knew who I was. So that was great news, and I just heard that today also.
Well, good. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming in and meeting with us today, and best of luck in the mayoral campaign.
Thank you very much for having me on here.
Absolutely.
The Lagniappe Mayoral Podcast Series is a Something Extra Publishing production. Executive producers are Rob Holbert and Ashley Trice. This series is available to all listeners, but for access to our weekly podcast, The Lagniappod, please sign up for a Lagniappe subscription at my.lagniappemobile.com.